Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like $1 million, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
That's the sound of Becca Tilley's voice. She is back.
Yay! Wow. Thanks
so much. I
got
some scurred DMs while you were gone. People were like, what's going on with Becca? Why is it? And I'm like, she's on vacation. But I guess the first week you were on vacation, you hadn't posted you were on vacation, so people didn't know.
Well, I think also, just to be totally transparent, we did our podcast and we're still negotiating contract stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm going on vacation, which that was already planned. And then I was like, you know, I think I just need a break. Like, I really felt like I needed a break. I feel like people were DMing me. I've seen people be like, are you still into the podcast? I feel like you're not into it. I just felt like I needed time.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you filling in.
Holding down the fort,
everybody. Robbie filling in. So yeah. I appreciate it. Missed you guys, and it was very nice. It was very nice.
Yeah, I bet.
But I feel, I felt like excited to come and do the podcast today, which was a good feeling. Because I think it's like, you go through the holidays, you're exhausted, and then it's coming back, and then it's like new year, new me, and I'm like, I wasn't really feeling that much new year, new me.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, too, it's like we all go through, I don't want to say slump. I don't feel like you're in a slump,
but
creative slumps. And we all like go through ebbs and flows. Sometimes we're on the peak of the mountain. Sometimes we're in the valley.
Right.
And I think in general, we've been like walking on the streets.
Transparent again, we don't have a producer on our show right now. So a lot of the shows that y'all listen to have a producer who's kind of running the show. We don't.
Yeah.
So if it feels like chaotic and unorganized and like what's going on, that's because it is.
Yes, but, correct.
But there is change coming.
Yes.
And we're very excited.
A flower is about to bloom.
And I wouldn't say I'm in the valley. I would say I'm on the side of the mountain.
Oh, going up.
Like, you're just kind of like in that place where you're like, ugh, I don't want to go back.
Back down.
But what's the status of your mojo right now?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Like if we're ranking it like 1 to 10, like 10 being like mojo's on fire, I would say I'm at like a 4.5, 5.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I was lower than that probably. So
oh, 4.5 and rising.
Rising, yeah.
How do we get your mojo back?
Well, That's a great question.
Yeah, it's not like a pill or anything. It's like
no pill. I mean, there probably is a pill, but I'm not ready to go there.
Like Viagra.
Wasn't thinking Viagra
for females. Sure.
Yeah. No, but I think it's more like doing it's because it's not just the podcast. It's like everything. And I think sometimes I say like I'm in a like creative slump with work stuff, and I don't really think people understand what I do for work sometimes because it's not really a typical job, and I have quotations up because it's kind of too good to be true sometimes. It is too good to be true because basically in the influencer space, my income comes from working with brands. So like when you see me do an ad on Instagram or I'm working with brands, that's the source of my income. So a lot of it comes with having to be creative, to edit, to film, to, you know, think of ideas. And my brain is just like flatlined. Just to keep it in line with the podcast.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
It's been in a flat line. Yeah. And it's like, I don't like to ever complain about that because it just feels so out of touch to complain about it. But I have, just being honest, like I felt no creativity. I'm like, when we talk about the podcast, it's like, oh, like what should we do to like revamp it to make it exciting? And I'm like, I don't know. not me with the ideas.
It's so, me, but I got the ideas.
You got the ideas. And also, Allie and I had talked about it because Allie's my manager with, you know, in the social media stuff. And she got me this book that's called like The Artist's Way. It's supposed to like help you just like kind of get into your creative mind because it's not even just work stuff. It's like I want to be creative outside of work. Like I want to have a hobby where I have to like.
Right,
do
like
something
rock
new.
Climb or
I love rock climbing.
Or like even in your home, like make
like
it inspired.
Knitting.
Oh.
Like something knitting. Where I use my mind and my hands, and it's like you're doing something that elevates your health and your life, you know? I saw this girl at Free People and she had the cutest sweater I have ever seen. And I was like, is that from here? Where do I get that? And she's like, I made it myself. And I'm like, I want to do that.
I know. You know what I actually could see you doing? What?
What should her
I'm
hobby
excited
be?
To see. I mean, who knows what it could come out of her mouth?
Like, I don't remember her name. It's the 49ers.
Kristen. Christina or Kristen?
I think it's Kristen.
Juszczyk.
Yeah. The girl that made Taylor Swift's jacket for the football game. Like, I see you. Like, I think you are such a creative person and you have such an eye. Like, I really believe that on you. And that's why, like, I feel between the two of us, we make such a good person because you have like the creativity and the ideas and I have like the organization and what I mean? So it's like together we make a really good pair. And I really believe that about you. Like, I think you have you're so creative and you think of things outside the box and you're really cool and you have like a cool aesthetic. So I feel like something like that Kristen did.
Yeah. Like having a new hobby and creating something.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
But
I
not per se like NFL wear, but like something in that space.
She got that one unlocked, so maybe I can do the podcast realm.
Right.
Yeah. But I just think that, but typically I do find myself to be more creative and excited to think of things. And lately I'm just like, nothing.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Which
is fine. I was like, you know what? It's okay to have a moment and to take a break and to be on the side of the mountain and just rest.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel ready to go. So I've been eating healthier.
Nice.
I've been exercising every day and my mental health feels way better.
Yeah, it's game changing.
Yeah, but I don't love doing
it. Once you're on this side, once you're living on this side, you don't want to go to the other side.
But I think you love working out. I don't love it, but I do notice I feel better afterwards, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, fortunately, whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm. It's the high.
It's the high.
Yeah.
And it's...
Give me that natural high, you know?
Hmm. Yeah. But I will say, you know, eating better, I feel more bloated than ever, I think.
Yeah, that'll pass.
Like gas or like what?
Yeah, it'll pass. Like I just feel like your stomach grows used to it. Like eating, like when I started eating salads for the first time, raw vegetables are really hard on your stomach. And I was farting like a floozy. Oh. But like you get used to it. And then
so your body... Adapts.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good news. Cause I'm like, I don't get the hype because I didn't feel this way when I was not eating healthy.
Yeah. You have to get used to it. Just like anything else.
Floozies need to improve their diet. I mean, they're just eating the wrong
floozies,
things.
Floozies. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The floozies.
But
gassy floozies.
Speaking of food, Haley and I went to the Big Island in Hawaii. And the first few days we stayed in an Airbnb and it was very much like the adventurous, like pack up all your stuff, travel to the beach, stay there all day long. Pack your snacks, eat, good times, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, then we went to the resort, which very different shift of, you know, vacation, because that was ultimate relaxation. And Haley has a lot of food allergies. Like, she can't eat garlic or onion, which is very, very challenging.
Yeah, garlic and onion's like in everything.
Mm. Garlic powder, onion powder, it's in everything. So we go to this amazing resort. It was the Rosewood in Kona Village, and they opened last year, so it's still fairly new. And I think the timing of when we went, everyone had already gone back to work and school. It was like right after holiday break right. ended. So like barely anyone was there. No children. I love kids, but when I'm on vacation and they're screaming around me, I'm just like, help. And there was no children at the resort. It was lovely.
I do appreciate the resorts that have like the family pool and mm-hmm. the adult pool. Well, like I really appreciate that.
They had that. And even having both, you didn't need it because I think, like I said, I think all the kids had gone back to school.
Yeah.
But when we were staying at the Airbnb and went to all the beaches, like the adventure beaches, children everywhere. And we would walk further because children. We're like, if people have a lot of stuff and they have kids, they're not going to want to walk this far right. from the parking lot. And it felt like every time we sat out down and sat up, the next people that came and sat up next to us was like a family with multiple children.
And so do you move?
No, I'm not rude. I'm just okay. like, oh my God.
I feel like your disdain for children is growing as you age.
It's not disdain. It's just like when you go on vacation and you can't get away from the screaming and crying, it feels heightened.
Uh-huh.
But I love children.
Right.
But I also love when I don't hear them screaming. If they're not mine, if I'm not associated with, if I'm associated with the children.
Right, right, right.
And I actually quite enjoyed watching them. It was like fun because kids at the beach, like in their tiny, like this little right. boy in his tiny little swimsuit and he was
and
like
just
shoveling.
Being so having so much fun with like a shovel and a yeah. water bucket.
When they're content, I love watching them. Yeah. When they start getting antsy. I'm like, okay, time to go back to your rest nap area. Uh-huh. Anyways, so we go to the resort, and just to clarify, I know everyone's gonna get really pressed about this. I love your children, they're precious, we love kids. So we go to the resort and we go to have lunch, and Haley and I have been very fortunate to go to places that have been able to accommodate her allergy and still like she has good meals and stuff. Well, the chef comes out and introduces himself, and he's like, oh, he was like, yeah, I can accommodate anyone. He was like, I recently had Ryan Seacrest here. And I was like, oh, does Ryan have a lot of allergies?
That's so funny.
Wow, that's great.
So I was like, well, if he...
Oh, yeah, I think they shoot Idol there.
They haven't yet this year. Yeah. But they're going to in a few weeks.
Oh, never mind then. So sorry.
Yeah, it may have just been a vacation. But he was amazing, Chef Jose. And we would go to lunch and he would just be like, I'm going to make y'all something just off the menu. And he'd bring us an appetizer and food. We had the most incredible experience. It felt like we had a private chef because he had the time to do it. I don't think we'll ever have that experience again. And it was so fun. But traveling, a lot of people are like, what's it like being with someone who has a ton of food allergies? Like, is it hard? And I'm thinking, not as hard as it is for her. Like, I don't have to worry about it.
Right, you can still eat what you want.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that because you, Allison has the gluten. Is she celiac or?
She's not celiac, but she has a gluten sensitivity that we respect and we accommodate for. But yeah, you got to look, you can't just go to a restaurant. You got to look up like what's on the, you know, if I go to like Bread Emporium, I always want to go to, we can't really go there because there's nothing she can eat.
Bread Emporium should have some gluten-free options.
You'd think they would, but they don't. That's the thing that's a bummer about Bread Emporium.
Really?
They need to up
their... I find it to be like so easy to be gluten-free. Like I just say it when
in
I sit
Los
down.
Angeles,
in LA, yeah.
But when you leave Los Angeles, ooh, slim pickings.
Oh. Yeah, I do feel like we're very spoiled here with if you have any intolerance to anything, you can accommodate it here in LA.
We went to a Jersey Mike's in Fresno, and because Jersey Mike's in LA has gluten-free bread, and we ordered a sandwich, and Allison's like, can I get that on a gluten-free bread? And they just laughed at us.
That's like, so we went to Cabo, and we went to like one of the tourist areas, and Haley tells the waiter, she's like, so I'm allergic to garlic and onion, and he kind of just like laughs in her face. And he's like, damn. I can make a cheese quesadilla.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, all right, I'll take it.
I honestly think garlic and onion are in every single meal that I eat.
Yeah.
Garlic or onion.
You have it on your cereal.
I don't eat cereal.
Oh, there you go.
Typically, I feel like garlic and onion's good for you. Like, both of those things
are good. It's the base of everything. It's like the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Yeah, not for everybody. Yeah. Not for Haley.
I had a garlic and onion bagel over the weekend, and I thought, I'm like, this would kill Haley Kiyoko. She would just drop dead eating this.
I was eating something, and she was like, is it good? And I was like, yeah, but you would be a goner if you ate this. It's not, it's just, it makes her so uncomfortable that it's not worth it to even test the waters, you know? But it was a lovely vacation. It was like, as soon as we got back, it was...
What?
Go get them.
Is that what you feel? Is that how you're feeling?
Go get them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a 4.5 on Go Get Them.
Out of 10? 4.55,
yeah.
That's not great.
But it's rising, as I said. Uh-huh. We really have to get into what set you off to be a Karen over the weekend.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this. Easton kept asking her about it before you got here. And I was like, stop, save it for the show.
I asked Robbie and he gave me kind of like a brief rundown, but I need it in detail.
I know, and that's the thing. I need you to like be on my level because I snapped.
What does be on your level mean?
Like, I need you to really like put yourself in my shoes in this situation as I describe what was going on in this space.
Okay, well, I am like... the most non-confrontational person ever. Me too. So I could snap and you would never know.
Me too. That's the thing. I'm like, I've gone to restaurants. Like, we've literally gone out to eat and they'll bring me the wrong meal. And I'm like, whatever. And I'll just eat it. Like, I'm really non-confrontational and don't care. And I lost it.
Wow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
All right, we're back. I always feel bad using the word Karen because I know there's a lot of lovely Karens out there. It's just, unfortunately, it has become what it has become. And if you're a good Karen, we love the Karens. But Tanya went bad Karen on someone over the weekend.
I did go. Okay, so
Tanya, what is your mojo at right now? Just to get a little basis for the story.
But where was it? Where's your mojo now? Where was it in this moment where you snapped?
Oh, I'd say my mojo is really good right now. So I'd say I'm in a consistent 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not 100.
Not 100. I'm in my luteal phase. Mm. So, you know, not flying high, but.
Which phase are you flying highest in?
Follicular.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're always in one or the other.
Yeah, they're the longest ones. Follicular is longest and luteal is longest. Ovulatory is just a few days and menstrual is just a few days.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are like the two big chunks.
Okay.
So anyway, so it's Saturday morning. It's 11:30 and I'm signed up for a Sculpt yoga class. And this is only my second time at this place, so I'm fairly new, right? So the first time I went, I liked it. It's hot. It's like 110 degrees in there. The class is really challenging and I liked it. So I was like, okay, I want to come back, but it's really hot. So I was like, I can't do this very often. The classes are not cheap. It's $35 for the class. That's not cheap, right?
That's like a standard. If you go to a class, isn't that like kind
in
of...
In LA, I feel like it ranges from like 20 to 40.
Okay.
But it's not like on the cheaper end of things, right?
No, it's... No, going to a class is a financial...
Luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go in and I walk in the room and already I'm like, this is freaking weird. Everybody's mats are like 2 inches away from each other. Like 2 inches away from each other. Mm-hmm. So I find this like spot in this corner for Robbie and I. I'm like inching our things. This girl comes up and rolls her mat on top of mine. So her mat's like legitimately on top of mine.
It's touching yours.
It's touching mine. And I'm like, this is crazy. I'm looking around. And I'm like, they're packing us in here like Q-tips. Just like one after the other.
Not ready for Q-tips. I thought like, you were gonna say sardines.
No, just like on top of each other. No, like whatever.
And pretty good metaphor, like that, though. Yeah, it works.
Just, like,
it works.
Just like in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like already starting to kind of be like, I'm looking at Robbie and I'm like, this feels weird. Like I'm already claustrophobic. It's like 110 degrees in here. And people just keep walking in and they keep going, oh, can you guys scoot over a little bit? Make more room for our friends. And I'm like, I can't scoot. Okay. So I'm already like spooling over this. We're like 10 minutes in the class and they keep letting more and more people, they keep moving people. Like we're on top, literally on top of each other. So I'm like already kind of spooling 10 minutes in. Robbie's like, do you want to leave the class? And I'm like, no, I'm already like here. I paid $35 and I want to get my workout in. So I'm doing, we do this arm exercise where we have to kind of go like this out with our arms. I can't go right. I'm going to hit the bar. If I go left, Robbie's getting my shoulder and that's how close I am to things. I'm doing some back leg thing and I knock this girl's like Stanley over with like a straw with my wet foot.
Ew,
I knock her Stanley over and I like look and I pop, like I'm like, I'm so sorry. And she's just like, I hate this spot. Like everybody's like stepping on her mat and like everybody in the class is like rattling me up, right? So I'm like, I'm getting pissed at this point.
Like everyone's feeling the same, you're saying.
And that's what in my mind, that's what I'm thinking. So like halfway through the class, I look at Robbie and I'm like, they're going to get a piece of my mind when this is over. So I'm just like doing the class. I'm still, you know, just like, and then because I knocked over the girl behind me, Robbie goes, scoot up a little. So I scoot up a little bit on my mat. And then the girl in front of me, her foot is like about to touch my face. Her nasty, sweaty foot is like this close to my face and I'm just panicked and I'm hot and I'm so mad. Okay.
Yeah.
So we get out of the class and I'm like, and I had a really nice rapport with the front desk guy. I was like, oh, Christopher, I spoke to you on the phone. He's like, hey, you know, like totally great. So I'm like, I'm expecting to come to him and he's going to soothe me. He's going to be like, it's not normally like this. We had to let a couple people in cause they were late. You know, like I was expecting just like a little something. So I look out and I'm like, is this however? Because I'm still new. Mm-hmm. I was like, is this how every class is? And he was like, yeah, on the weekends, it gets really full. And I just snapped. I was like, that is unhygienic and unacceptable. This is not a cheap class. That is disgusting. And you will not be seeing me here ever again.
She really gave him a piece of her mind.
First of all, he says nothing back to me. He just is on his computer. And I'm like, he's probably typing in, like pulling up my thing and like banning
writing
my phone.
Writing a note.
Right, writing a note. And I'm like, I just walk out. Robbie's like washing his hands. He's in the bathroom. Like, I can't be in here for one more second. So I like walk out. I'm waiting for him. And we walk to the car. And Robbie's like, I've never seen you be a Karen like that. He's like, you were a little out of line. And it made me realize, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never, like, the proper way to address that would have been to say, hey, I really like this class, but that was so, like, there was like 60 people in a room that holds 30. Like, it was crazy. I should have said, are there any other classes or different times that I could come where it's less crowded? Because that was so bad for me. Instead, I freaking snapped on a guy, and now then I realize it, and I'm calling back because I wanted to apologize to him.
So this is great.
So I keep calling, and no one's answering.
No, you're blocked.
And I was like, I know they have the numbers because when I booked our appointments, they say, oh, is this the number you want on file? Mm. So I know that they have like the caller ID. So I'm like, I'm going to star 6-7.
Smart.
I star 6-7. I call back two more times. Nobody answers. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I look at the schedule and I see there's no other classes until 4:30 that afternoon. So I was like, okay, maybe they're gone. I'll call back a little bit later. I've called that place 8 times to apologize to Christopher for my ways. And nobody has answered.
Well, do you want to issue a public apology that maybe if anyone knows Christopher that works at a hot studio, they can
let him know.
Maybe he's a scrubber.
Just let him know. I was thinking about emailing as well, but because I really feel bad. And now, like, I actually like the place. Like, I like the heat and I like the classes. I just cannot be Q-tipped in a room like that.
I cannot. Agree. Listen, I'm with you. I would not go back there, but I wouldn't have said anything. I just would have been, I think the extent would be like, oh my gosh, is it always this crowded on Saturdays? Right. And if they said, yeah, in my mind, I'd be like, noted, like right. Not coming back.
No, I go, this is disgusting. This is unhygienic. And I am never coming back here again.
You know who I feel the worst for?
Who?
The girl who Stanley you knocked over with your sweaty foot.
Gross.
Gross. Gross. And then, like, Robbie, because Robbie's been there before, and he was like, people like this. Like, that. These classes are like this, and people like being this close
it
and sweating on each other.
The sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's gone to a bunch, so he's like, a lot of them are like this. He's like, babe, like.
But that poor woman can't drink out of her Stanley now for the rest of that class because it has Tanya's foot germ on it.
Wet, sweaty foot fungus on her Stanley.
If I may, I don't think you really did anything wrong there. You didn't insult Christopher. You didn't say, you didn't blame him. You just said, it's unacceptable and I'm never coming back again.
Well, I've just never done anything like that in my life. Okay. So it was a very jarring experience for me and Robbie too. He's like, I've literally never seen you do that. And I was like, I've never done this before.
Shoot.
But that's how I was so, I think also because when I get really hot, I just get irritated too.
Yeah,
so it's just
an irritable state of,
It's like an anthropological experiment, but that many people in a hot room close together and see who snaps. Somebody's going to.
And I was also like, I was watching the other people in the class too get like, I thought, like they were kind of like looking around like, where are these people going to go? And we're like, I don't know. I was expecting them to just be like, I know it's a little crowded, but nothing. It was like, make room for more friends. I was like, you make room for more friends. Open the walls.
There's
a little
enemies
bit in here
now.
Yeah.
I texted Robbie after I saw this post to be like, I'm like, I got to know what happened. And he's like, take a guess. And I know my guess echoed a lot of scrubbers. I thought that you had farted in there and they banned you. That was my guess. But
I honestly would have preferred that.
With you 100%. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I would have called the fire marshal.
Was just like, I don't know. I just felt taken advantage of, I'm like, there's no consumer care anymore. It's just like, how much money can we make? How many people can we pack in this room? I felt like there was just like no care for the customer.
Well, I hope what comes out of this is that they limit the amount of people allowed on Saturday mornings and that you find a new home for your hot sculpt.
I know. I'm so bummed because I actually do want to go back there, but now I'm like, I can't. Especially if he's not answering my calls.
I think the saga should continue and you bring some like cookies to Christopher.
Saying, I'm sorry. That might be nice.
Hi.
I know you're not answering my call, so I just dropped in and brought you some cookies.
Call him right now.
Can we call
from the studio?
Right now?
Well, we can't put them on without their, but we can hear your voice. So we just won't air their half of it. I would like to hear you apologize to Christopher.
But what if he doesn't remember me at this point?
He probably doesn't. I think people probably snap at him all the time.
Oh, no, I would remember.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, I'm like, ugh, I hate that I'm not trying to give myself more power, but like if I ruined his day in any way, you know what I mean? Like that's what I was just like feeling bad.
Yeah.
Do you want to call on my phone or Becca's phone?
We can call them the studio
and
not feed the
okay.
recording.
All right, great. Yeah. All right.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
All right, that was a 20-minute process that led to nothing. Well, not nothing.
Yes, I realized I was calling the wrong number.
We found another number and we got an answer, but unfortunately when it got transferred, no answer.
Yeah.
And you were going to leave a message, but...
Then I felt weird about it because I was like, it's not his direct line, so I'm just like...
I'm just laughing thinking about people in like the waiting area and they just hear the phone voicemail go off. Hi, Christopher. This is Tanya. I snapped at you on Saturday.
And I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
And if I could go back, this is what I would have done.
Exactly. I've thought about it so much. Like, I literally have thought about it. And it, like, ruined my day in a weird way. And, like, it's, I don't know.
I would still be thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to, like, make it worse. But yeah, I understand, like, the thought process. Because some people can do that and just, like, move on.
Right.
Like they do that and that's just their baseline of just like snapping on people.
Right.
And then they move on to the next person to snap at. But that's not your baseline.
It's not. Robbie
was like, it was so out of character for her.
But he literally was laughing because he was like, I knew in the middle of class when you said, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. He's like, I knew it was going downhill fast.
Yeah. When you had a foot in your face.
Oh, and it was.
What?
It was a lot of things. The foot was a lot. It was a lot of foot.
I hate that.
It was not like a pedicured foot. And there's a lot of men in that class. Like, it was very like.
It was a male foot?
Yes.
Oh, hairy.
And sweaty.
Oh. It was a man foot?
Yes.
In your face?
Gross.
Yes. I'm so
men
sorry.
Men's feet are exponentially worse.
Correct.
What is that though? Why?
I don't know.
Why? It feels a little unfair, but it is what it is. It's facts.
I wouldn't mind Robbie's foot in my face, but unfortunately, it was not him. He was not in front of me.
What a journey you went on.
I'm still on this journey.
You are still on
I'm
the
not going to be done
but
with the journey.
But you might have to let it go. Like, it might just be one of those things you need to like not give any more energy to and say like, I'll be better next time.
I know, but yeah, you're right.
But you can try and call and see if you can get a hold of him now that you have the right number.
Yeah. I might try one or two more times today.
Yeah, let's not scare them. Let's not actually get you blocked from the class because you won't stop calling.
Right.
Yeah.
Just so you know, we called like four times. Nobody ever answered. We finally got someone. We asked for Christopher. She transferred us and went to a voicemail. So it was not exciting. So we cut it out.
We almost got there, though.
It felt really good for a minute.
There was a heightened excitement for a moment.
Correct.
By the way, you get so high-pitched.
Yeah, it sounded like your prank call voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could probably insert that part. Just that you asking for Christopher. Hi, he's Christopher.
I don't want to sound like I'm angry. I want to sound happy.
Your regular voice doesn't sound angry.
I don't know.
I do the same thing, but I've never heard you do it. So I was like, it felt like when we used to do those prank calls to people.
Really?
Hi, this is... Can I talk to Christopher? It was like a
cartoon woodchuck or something.
Really?
It was your incredibly... Sonic the Hedgehog character voice.
Oh my gosh, from your lips to God's ears.
I'll put it in. Here it is. Here is Tanya asking for Christopher in the highest pitch I've ever heard.
Hi, is Christopher there by chance?
Now that is not normal human volume.
Do you adjust your tone when you were telling him off? Did you go lower?
Did you go low?
I don't honestly. She blacked out. Yeah. I just saw red.
Yeah. Rage took over.
Rage took over. That's
I never
all she saw.
Like, I don't get angry so much. You know what I mean? Like, I know anger is a totally normal emotion and it's fine and it happens, but I don't tend to get angry. Like, I get more sad and upset and hurt than I do angry. You know what I mean?
I think you were sad and upset and hurt, and then it fueled anger.
Yeah.
The foot in the face propelled you from sad to hurt.
Yeah, to anger.
To anger. Rage.
Honestly, if you would have harmed somebody that day and you told the judge I had a sweaty, gross man yoga foot in my face, they'd let you go. I think they'd say,
thank you.
Innocent.
Robbie
Goodbye.
The whole time was like, you were totally out of line. I was like, you know what?
No.
And he's just standing in the front like, oh my God, my girl is going off.
She's blacked out with a rage.
Yeah, he's tried to like calm me down like at the end of the class before we walked out. He was like, it's okay. Let's just like put some water. Go in the bathroom, put some water on our faces. I was like, no.
That would be something Haley would for sure do that. Like she has no issue with confrontation. Ugh. Unless it's directed at her, but like if she doesn't like she has no issue if she orders a drink and if she doesn't like it, like a cocktail, she'll be like, I'm so, like, she's really nice about it, but she'll be like I'm so sorry, like this isn't what I was wanting, and everyone's nice about it. Wait, I just would never.
So we were at this restaurant maybe like 2 weeks ago, and my favorite drink is a lychee martini right now. Like, I'm just loving a lychee martini.
You're in your lychee martini phase right now?
Yeah. And so I never ordered it here. And I was like, ask the waiter. I was like, is it good? And he was like, yeah. He's like, I'll bring it. If you don't like it, I'll take it off the bill. And I was like, okay. He brings it to me. It's not good. And he comes by and he's like, so do you like it? I was like, it's great.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Getting my nails done, spending so much money.
Right.
How do you like this? Love it. Just like, why did
Gorgeous.
I do that?
Right.
Why can't I just be like, no, can you just
change the
adjust
color.
The shape a little bit?
Yeah.
That's one thing I would like to change a little. Just like for things like that.
Right.
Not being difficult. Just being like, I'm paying for this. Let's get what you want.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to be mad.
Correct.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. So anyways, right, that's a little bit about me. The saga continues.
Bridechilla, not starting off strong.
Nope. But I'm going to be super chill about my wedding. I'm going to be so chill about my wedding. You're not even going to know.
Speaking of your engagement photo, did y'all talk about your engagement photos or just like taking them?
That I was taking them.
Because you hadn't gotten them
yet. Oh, no. Robbie and I talked about it.
But had you gotten them back yet?
Yeah. Oh, we got like our sneak peek back.
Oh, yeah. They're so stunning. And I was dying laughing because in the photos you post, I mean, the videos like BTS you posted, y'all are like kind of walking and skipping and you're like pushing him.
Yeah.
And I know those pushes were so much more aggressive than people realize because you have a very strong hand.
I have a strong hand, yeah.
And I know when you're being playful, it's like very strong. And I was just thinking about when you were like pushing him and he was probably like, ow. But it was like invisible string playing on the background.
Right.
Hear the abrupt pain. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I put the music on top of it.
Yeah.
I will say though, for anyone that is engaged, do engagement photos. It was so fun. Like people are like, oh, it's so like lame. Like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with these engagement photos, Mark?
Did I say that? I was like, who said that?
There was a couple of you in the morning show meeting that were like, engagement photos are so silly. Like, what do you do with them? And I was like, I don't care.
I remember asking that question, what do you do with them? Because once you have wedding photos, those are kind of obsolete.
Right. So I get it. Like, what do you do with them? Like, what, you know, just put them on Instagram and like maybe, oh, actually, I'm going to make a little booklet of them for Valentine's Day for Robbie.
Can't you frame beautiful photos?
But you've been to our house. We're not really like a frame photo family.
But you could be.
We could be.
Now that you have beautiful photos to frame.
Right. True. True. Facts. But it was just such a fun experience. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, we've never taken photos like that. It was so like fun and like loving, and we got to like make out and be like sensual. And, like, I don't know. It was just like really a really fun time.
There was a lot of moments where y'all were like face to face, like really close.
Yeah.
Was there any like breath issues?
Yeah, he said my breath.
No. Shoot.
I was like, this is unfortunate because.
Did you ask or he just told you?
I knew it. I was like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, yeah, it's really bad. And I was like, yeah. It's bad when you know it's bad yourself.
Why didn't you have something to put in there?
I had nothing on me.
Just like some spray or something?
Nothing.
So he just had to be in it?
In it. He was just tongue in.
Oh.
Yeah. He takes one for the team often.
He's so
And his
thoughtful.
Sense of smell is back. I'm like, great.
No more silent fart.
No. I was like, I'm so happy for you.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting. I kept thinking about those up close and I was like, I'm sure they had like, you know, like some little Listerine strips or something.
Nothing.
Dang.
Note to future engaged brides, always carry Listerine strips. That's a good note for bridesmaids too.
You will never catch me without any sort of like mint.
Actually, that's a good idea. I should put those in your bridesmaid baskets.
Oh, yeah. Tanya was talking about like bridesmaids baskets or something. And she was like, you know, I wanted to get useful things that everyone will use, like planners so that everyone can stay organized. I'm like,
Yay.
Have we not established who I am? Like me just being like, let me open my bridesmaid planner. It's just like doodles.
Yeah. And I'm going to get you all tabs too, different tabs so you can be organized for things in our meetings.
I really, really, really want you to think long and hard about the type of person you want as your maid of honor. Long and hard.
It's already been thought.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your concern.
When is that gonna happen? Do we need to have Paulina on the podcast?
Well, I'm in the process of making the baskets now, so I'm hoping to have them done by like end of February.
Okay, great.
Oh wait, no, I'm sorry, end of January.
Okay,
that's soon.
That's very soon.
Yeah, so maybe like mid-February.
Okay. Don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah, a lot of balls in the air.
Okay, there was something else that we had talked about via text over the weekend. This is why we need a producer. This is why we're getting a producer. Okay, we're going to be right back because Tanya is learning a lot about phrases and terms that are used.
I hate when SNL says something and I'm like, I don't get it because I feel like I'm missing something.
Okay, yes. Let's talk about that
Great.
When we get back.
Good.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it and I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's how much
therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. Before we get to SNL and you feeling out of touch, you just dropped a bomb on me.
Yep. You're going to see me drinking out of glass these days.
Why?
Because I saw this thing on TikTok. This is my new
fixation.
Yep, my new fixation about nickel. Nickel being found in these, like, Stanleys in particular. So now I'm off my Stanley and I'm on to glass containers.
Everyone's going to die because everybody's got a Stanley Cup now.
No. So, Mark, that is an extremism. You're not going to die. But, okay, you know, I don't really want to be ingesting. I drink so much water a day. I don't need nickel in my water. You know, I want sans nickel water.
Do you feel like, though, you drink so much and drink it so fast out of there, it's not like your water's just sitting in nickel.
The nickel. Well, like my thing is 40 ounces. So, like, it takes me a couple hours to get through that bad boy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's sitting in it overnight. Like, I don't, no more nickel for Tanya.
Wow. She's nickel free.
Nickel free. As of today at 9 a.m. because I had drank so little bit out of my Stanley this morning.
Oh, shoot. It's a hard habit to quit.
It is, you know? Yeah.
They've become like pacifiers for people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm back on my Hydro Flask.
I'd look into that too.
Oh, I don't
so
care.
So 2023. Like, what are you doing?
I love it. It stays cold. I love it. It's comforting. I love the little handle that you can hook your finger through.
You know who sent me this was Allie.
Yeah, you and Allie together is a horrible duo when it comes to fixations.
Horrible, because she sent me the nickel thing and I was like, you have no idea. Literally 1 hour ago, we just had a whole like overhaul of our water intake and process.
But here's the thing. Drinking out of a Stanley has made people drink more water than ever, I think, because they like the, it fits in their cup holder. They can, it's a huge cup that they can fill up and drink throughout the day.
Yeah. You know, so look, this is not for everybody. It's not for everybody what I'm doing. I can respect that.
Yeah.
But
as for you and your household,
as for me and my household, we're going strictly glass from now on.
All right.
And I'm going to be nickel free.
So do you just refill the glass bottle?
Well, so this is just day one, so I'm not totally sure how it's all going to pan out.
They have like glass,
like those sparklets jugs. You know how they have those like sparklets jugs that you can put in your house and you just like,
oh,
they have those, but made out of glass.
We had one of those until recently. And what I would do is we'd get the plastic ones delivered and then the E-man would have to put a like funnel in there and carefully transfer it from the plastic one into the glass one.
Yeah.
That feels like a lot of work.
It was.
Why would you do that?
Why? Because the glass one looked cool.
Oh, but it's also better for you. But I don't know about taking it from the plastic into the glass. Feels a little counterproductive, but.
Well, yeah. But you know, the microplastics, that's another problem.
Right. Oh, don't get me started on those.
Yeah.
I will not.
Oh my God. I'm exhausted.
I know. Try being in my brain.
No, I know.
No, thank you.
It's tiring up there.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
But you are at a higher mojo than me. So there's that.
There is that.
Okay. So you were watching SNL over the weekend, which, triggered something in you.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, actually to correct you, it was the promo for SNL. I didn't watch SNL. It was just literally the promo.
I saw that one.
And Renee Rapp says, Jacob Elordi, I've been saying it wrong. Is baby girl.
He's so baby girl.
Don't tell me like you've Harry known baby girl.
Harry Styles is so baby girl.
I've never heard that before. And so I was like, what's baby girl? And then why is Renee Rapp mother? Like, I've heard of like mother, father.
No, you've never seen Taylor Swift being called mother. She's mother. That's mother. Mother's mothering.
That's what I'm saying. I've heard mother.
She's mothering.
She's mothering.
Never heard baby girl.
Yeah, it's like he's so baby girl. Like, he's so cutesy.
He's not baby girl.
He can be baby
Jacob
girl.
Jacob Elordi is not baby girl.
He can be very baby girl.
No. Yeah. What's the opposite of baby girl?
Macho?
Adult sex.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
He can do that, too.
So then you can't call him baby girl.
Yeah, he can be so baby girl, and then he can also be adult sex, you said? Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Let's coin that one. Let's trend that.
So that's what else. And then you didn't know what she ate meant. Like, you didn't know what it means when someone's like, she ate.
She ate that photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Left no crumbs.
Yeah.
You know, I've always said, I said this recently, one of the reasons I love my job is because it keeps me dialed in on all this stuff. And I don't feel super old because I am super old, but right. I don't feel super old because most people my age see Saturday Night Live with Jacob Elordi and Renee Rapp and go, I don't know who either of those people are. And then they'll post stuff like, I know I'm old because I have no idea who these people are on Saturday Night Live tonight. I'm like, ha, I beat the system. I'm old, but I know those people and I know this music. And that's kind of why I love my job so much. And it helps me relate to my teenage girls because we can talk about Jacob Elordi and how baby girl he is. And it's... And it's relatable, and I can bond with my daughters over that. It's great.
I know. I will say, we were on Ryan's New Year's Rockin' Eve, he had Arak. Do you know who Arak is?
I'm going to say yes, but no, I don't.
He's like this crazy YouTuber. Like, he's like, has all these millions and millions of...
That one, anything YouTube-y, I've not.
Yeah. Okay, so the kids are like, they love him. And they were like, oh, that's so cool. He had Arak on. And I was like, yeah, I'm cool.
Hang loose. Yeah, that's not it. That's not the response.
Hang loose, bruh.
There is this really funny, I wish I had her TikTok, but she will be like coming at you from the carpool line of my Gen A daughter or Gen Alpha daughter. And she like tells you like what's in and what's out, like what they're saying. And it is so funny.
What is it?
I wish I had one on deck.
What's her name?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I wish I don't have it, but I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna save it because they're hilarious. And she's just like, you can tell she's just tired. She's like, shoot. Like, if you're gonna have a claw clip, it needs to be a low ponytail. Like, not a high ponytails aren't in. Just like low only is better. With front, you have to have front pieces down. It's just like funny specific things.
Jen, if you think you're tired of hearing about Gen Z, Gen Alpha's coming, and they're coming strong.
But are they going to clown Gen Z, or are they going to clown millennials?
Both. Gen A was born 2012 and later. So Gen A's, Gen Alpha's turned 12 this year. But they're already, we were talking about this in the meeting.
12 and below.
Yeah. They're already an economic force because they're buying all kinds of stuff at Sephora.
Yeah.
They're buying all these stupid water bottles that everybody has. Like, they're already influencing culture in their own way. And that's only going to grow over the next few years.
It's not great because I saw a video of a mom saying that she bought her daughter, she liked this cute water bottle at Target. And so she bought it for her. It was like one of her Christmas gifts. And the kids at school made fun of her, 9 years old, because she didn't have a Stanley, because it wasn't a Stanley. And she's like, it's so weird as a parent because you don't want your kid to feel left out. But it's like this starts at the house from their parents not making it feel like you have to have a Stanley for it to be cool to drink your water.
Right.
And I was like, gosh, being a parent right now seems exhausting.
Well, it's probably worse now, but that was the case when I was a kid. I didn't have the Trapper Keeper. Everybody else had a Trapper Keeper.
What's that?
It's a binder.
What's a Trapper Keeper? Wow.
It's a three-ring binder that you keep your stuff in with folders in it and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know the Trapper Keeper.
Everyone had a Trapper Keeper. And I had a knockoff Trapper Keeper that they got at, you know, Kohl's or whatever, and it wasn't a Trapper Keeper. And I was embarrassed.
Was a Trapper Keeper?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a Trapper Keeper. But you know what? I think like you can't hide it. You can't shield your kids from it in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Like, I experienced it because I was going to a Catholic school and I was a Serbian Orthodox girl. And so like everybody came to class in their white dresses after communion and my parents didn't know any better, put me in a blue dress and sent me in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, guys.
Yeah. Just growing up is hard in general, no matter where you
fit in. That's it. You just want to fit in.
Yeah.
See, mine were LA Gear shoes.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
had the shoes that lit up, and I didn't have those. But I have them now as an adult.
I feel like you've really made up for it in your shoe collection.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi is so baby girl.
Not baby girl.
So
he
He is that, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to try to continue your winning streak in the birthday game?
Could be down.
Here we go. It's the birthday game. We're going to go rapid fire as we wrap up this fantastic episode, which I've really enjoyed, by the way.
Wow, really?
Yeah, your mojo may not be there, but this show is
wow.
up there.
Wow, I love to hear it.
Yes, the stories. I mean, Tanya, it's very funny. Anyway, here we go. Tanya, you'll start this one. Here we go. Best of seven. Guy Fieri has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Guy Fieri. How old is Guy Fieri?
55.
Becca?
I'm going 51.
Going to go 51. Eastie?
Guy Fieri is
Thank you.
53.
53. He's actually 56. That's a win for Tanya.
Wow. Tanya's
on the board first. Becca, how old is Baby Spice today? Emma Bunton. Not today, tomorrow. Baby Spice, Emma Bunton.
I'm going to go, she's probably, I'm going to guess she's 50.
50 on the nose. Easton?
52.
Tanya?
44.
44. She's 48. That is a win for Becca right there. It is 1-1. Tanya won. Becca won. Hey, Easton. How old's Frankie Grande this week? Big birthday for Frankie Grande, Ariana's brother.
30.
Gonna go 30, Tanya.
So... is it her older or younger brother?
Well, I can't tell you that. That would be a hint. And that would not be fair to Eastie, who's already guessed.
I'm going to say, what'd you say, 32? 30.
He said 30.
I'm going to say 33.
Going to go 33. And Becca?
31.
31. He is 41. But that is Tanya was the closest on that one. It is her older brother. Speaking of older, Tanya, how old's Neil Diamond this week?
Who?
Neil Diamond.
Sweet
Caroline.
I thought it was the jeweler. Neil Lane.
Neil Lane. Understandable. Yeah. Yes.
What's his name?
Neil Diamond. Song Sung Blue.
That song feels
Cracklin' a Rosie.
So I'm gonna say he's 80.
Gonna go 80 on Neil Diamond. Becca.
I'm gonna go 87.
87, Easton.
83.
83 is exactly how old he is. Thank you very much, Easton. That's one for Easton. It's two for Tanya, one for Becca, one for Easton. Hey, Becca, how old's Alicia Keys?
Oh, she's probably Alicia Keys.
Birthday this week. How old is she turning?
Oh, she's probably turning 44.
44, Easton.
40.
40, and Tanya.
50.
She's 43. That's one for Becca, and we've got ourselves a ball
birthday.
Game.
43 is not a big birthday.
No, no, that would be a hint.
Every
I would never
a big
give
birthday.
A hint. That's two Tanya, two Becca, one Easton, two more to go. Ellen DeGeneres, Easton. How old is Ellen DeGeneres this week?
56.
56, Tanya.
62.
62, oh. Becca.
60.
She is 66. That's wow. one for Tanya. Wow. And Tanya can win this game if she gets this one. And it's her initiation, so she holds all the cards right now. Colton Underwood, former bachelor. Colton Underwood, how old is he today? Not today. Friday.
Yeah.
How old is he this week?
Give me a second.
Okay, take She's all the time you need.
She's doing too much calculations. She's doing calculations.
He jumped the fence.
Well,
has found love since The Bachelor.
I'm going to say 32.
32. You know what? Don't even bother. Because he's 32. Wow. Tanya wins the birthday game.
I need a slow-mo.
I was going to guess 33. And the last minute, I was like, you know what? I think he's like a little bit younger. So I said 32. And
I know.
Is.
I was going to go 32. And when he said that, I was going to go, okay, I'm going to go 33. So congrats.
Congrats.
You did it. Easton, you got on the board. Congrats to you.
My one point. I'll hold on to it dearly.
That felt so freaking good.
That was a real celebration. Yeah. Like, I really, there was something special about that.
I needed that high from the low of my weekend.
Yeah. You did.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We didn't even talk about the Chiefs game. It's fine.
We can talk about it.
Well, what about
What
it?
Do you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to say, like, thank you to Taylor Swift, because it really has, like, I actually do get annoyed about football because Robbie just likes to watch it. And when he's not watching, it's on the TV. It's like, I just feel like it's in my ear on Sundays.
But it's only for like half the year.
That's a
not
long time.
Not even half the year.
Yeah, not even half the year.
It feels like an eternity when you're in it. But having Taylor involved has like really kind of brought us closer together. Uh-huh. So like during the Chiefs game, Robbie will be watching it and I'll be like in the kitchen and he's like, oh, look, Travis just scored a touchdown. They're probably going to show Taylor. And then I'll run out there and then they'll show her and we'll get excited. And
I'm the same way. I love it. And I'm a typical football fan. I'm watching every game. Green Bay lost Saturday night and I was devastated. And there's always that part of me like, do I really want to watch football on Sunday? And yes, I do.
So I watch the games. Like the exciting part of seeing her, just to see her reaction of how she feels about him doing something.
Yes. And I like to see what she says. Like she'll say like, nice, or like, you know, way to go.
I was in the garage putting together a cabinet last night. We got a new cabinet for the laundry room. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
And I was watching the Bills Chiefs game and Kelsey scored and I put down my screwdriver and I just watched because they're going to show her now.
Yeah.
They're going to show her.
Right.
And it took them a minute, but they showed her. And that was the one where she was getting shaken.
By the guy in front of her?
No, the woman next to her, I think it's Mahomes' wife, was like giving her like, he did it, kind of a thing. Yeah, it was good.
It's so good.
I love it. It makes me happy.
It's so good.
I love that. I'm like, what about it is still exciting, I guess.
Oh, I could watch it all day, every day. If he had a game and she was there watching, I would watch it every day.
She's the biggest celebrity on the planet. I think that's part of it for me. I just want to see what she's doing.
And I went on Instagram and asked people if anybody's on the Bills field, can you send me videos or pictures of your karma quesadilla or your bad blood waffle fries? And everybody was like, please share the post, but nobody actually sent me any. I don't know if much of my audience is like...
We must not have a strong Buffalo scrubber.
Big NFL, yeah.
I feel like you would have a huge audience that loves that.
Well, they...
Taylor Swift.
But they were not... You had to be in the campus, or what is it called?
Stadium.
They were only selling them in the stadium.
They'd be in the quad.
Oh, the food items.
Yeah.
They just named them something clever.
They named them Karma Quesadilla and Bad Blood Waffle
Fries.
I was
disappointed with the names. They could have done better than that.
Karma Quesadilla is so cute.
Like,
she
look what you made me stew.
Yeah, oh my
Something
god.
Like
look what you made me stew.
That's the thing. I'm like, I want the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl because then we could have a Super Bowl party and make like all these Taylor Swift themed foods.
Speaking of which, my daughter went to an SNL party on Saturday night where they had Jacob Elordi and Renee Rapp themed foods.
So fun.
That was an iconic duo for SNL.
Yeah.
Renee and
Starting
Jacob.
24 strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, 20
power duo. Yeah. All right. Well, great. I feel like a lot of people love seeing. You know who I'm really happy for is the girl. We already talked about her. That did Kristen. That did all the jackets and everything. Like, that's really cool. I saw so her cool. today, or she posted something and was like, the last week has aged me 9 years, but like, happy to be here or something.
Did you see she made Olivia Culpo's corset top?
Yeah, she and Olivia seem like friends. Like,
yeah, because they're 49ers. They're in the same pal. Yeah, they pal around.
But and then she sent Taylor Lautner Detroit Lions one, I think. Yeah. And it was really cool seeing all these people hype her up. And because she's probably been doing this for a long time and didn't get the attention she deserved.
Right.
So
the corset was so cute, though. I'm like,
and the gloves.
Yes,
I know. Genius. I'll just start sewing and that'll be my hobby. I'll just make what I make.
No, but like maybe I have some ideas.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing I'm going to say, because this has been on my mind. I saw someone else talking about it on another podcast and I unfortunately can't remember because it was like a scrolling thing, but someone was saying the most annoying people are the ones that this really bothers me. I'm curious if it bothers you. You know, when a news outlet posts like a couple or just something pop culture and then all the comments are like, no one cares. Mm-hmm. Who is this? Who are these people? Yeah. It drives me crazy because I'm like, why are you taking your time to comment? Right. Who is this on? Like, you're not going to know every single celebrity out there.
I kind of get it because I think they want this outlet to know we don't care. You know, it's like care about your consumer.
It's still trolling. I hate it.
I hate it.
Okay, I get it.
Because it's like, so they're only supposed to cater to you who you know?
Yeah.
No.
But this is why my New Year's resolution this year, one of them, is to not read the comments anymore. I'm done with comments.
Oh my gosh, I love the comments. Well, it depends.
It's
but like,
toxic. It's a cesspool. The comments? It's just negativity.
Like, I love reading comments. Like, when Call Her Daddy posts, like, this is my guess on Wednesday. Guess who it is? You know, she posts, like, a little picture and then everybody's guessing. Or, like, with Dumois when she posts stuff and people are guessing who it is. I like that stuff.
Yeah, well, when it takes a nasty turn, the comments are not a nice place to be. People can be very bold behind a screen and fake photo.
That's
but
true.
I don't wish that upon you to ever have to have those common experiences.
No, I don't want those.
Yeah, we don't. Do you stay in your little
bubble? Yeah, I'm going to stay over here.
It's a good thing Christopher didn't have comments on.
Oh,
you'd lit him up.
Yeah, I prefer to say it to their faces.
Yeah. She's not scared to say it to their face.
Oh, before we go,
okay, we said that four times.
Yeah. I just found out that the period and tampon companies.
Sorry.
What?
Nothing. Sorry. I just love when you're so on brand.
Period and tampon companies just started using menstrual blood to test their products in August of 2023.
What were they using before?
Like the stuff that they show in the Tampax commercials, the blue stuff.
Like bleach
it's like
or whatever?
Hawaiian punch or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like literally like dyed liquid.
Okay.
Menstrual blood is such a different thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Where are they getting it?
Well, that I don't know. I'd have to do a little more research.
And
I can probably do a little more research. But it's like, I don't know. Like, have you ever like worn a pad to bed and you're like, this thing is like leaking on the left and it's fine on the right or not in the front and yes in the back? And so they've been testing it with this liquid.
But that's going to be different for everyone. It might be a perfectly suited pad for a lighter.
But why are they not testing it with menstrual blood?
They probably were like, where are we going to source all the menstrual blood to test these?
Come knock on my door. Happy to supply.
There you go. Tampon. Period brands. Tanya is ready to be your tester.
Knock on my door. I will give it to you for free for testing purposes. Golly.
Well, I'm just glad it wasn't animal testing or something like
that.
That's
where I thought
they're
you
using
were going.
Some bleach to dyed bleach to show the liquid containment. I'm okay with that.
But it's a different viscosity and stuff. I get it.
Yes, yeah. It's like goopy.
Okay, Tanya. Okay. We get it. We all have. Well, most of us experience it.
When we get into the goopiness of period blood, it's time to go.
It's just when we get into the
the
weeds.
Male answer.
It's not. I don't like talking about the goopiness of it. I don't like talking about sweaty man feet in my face. I don't like goopy blood. Like none of it's like something I like. It's part of life. I'm fine.
Yes, you have your period every month. Embrace
I know.
It.
I don't. I do it. I embrace
rejoice
it.
Rejoice in
it.
Work with it.
Mm-hmm, I do. But I don't have to recap the texture.
You never Google things after a period? All right, fine.
All right.
I know we've been trying to end this podcast for 10 minutes. I just want to say, really, I forgot to this last time. Cambry Bertrand posted on Facebook that she named her son after me. And I just want to say.
Oh, wow.
She, yes. So nice. It got a lot of, I got tagged in it a bunch. And it's baby Easton was born the other day. And he looks beautiful. And there's a lot of other people in the comments saying they too named their child after me. And wow. That's a great decision. Wow. I'm a great person to name. You know, if they, when they're raising their child, person. They get to say, I named him after a guy on a podcast that I like.
They can all gather the family for the Eastie Awards every year.
That's right. You can take up the mantle of hosting the Eastie Awards when I perish. So congratulations, Cambry Bertrand. Baby Easton looks beautiful. Many hopes and wishes for him.
Many hopes and wishes.
Before we go, I just wanted to tell Becca about...
I know the name of the podcast.
No, I want to tell you this new game that we thought of actually when Robbie was co-hosting, and I feel like Becca would be entertained by it. Did it go over well? I didn't really get much feedback on it, so I'm not sure if people liked it or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard nothing.
Yeah, so maybe we don't do it again, but it's two truths and a lie, and basically we read three posts in the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Two of them are real Facebook posts, and one of them is a lie, and we have to decide which one's the fake.
Like of our scrubbers?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're so like...
all over the place. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like it could be and like, honest. I named my son Easton, or like, I had an orgy last night, you know.
Yeah, Robbie got all of them wrong. I think you got a couple right.
Wait, Robbie got them wrong?
Yeah, it was his idea for the game.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, we can do that next time.
Yeah.
Before we go...
No, we're going to go now.
Okay, we're going to go. Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.